If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So last night in Minnesota, as the Mets played in front of their closest friends and family from the Minnesota area, because it was brutal out there and there weren't many people in the stands, the Mets went out and got themselves another win.
2-1. Vientos lines one toward right center field. Wallner over. He can't get to it. It rolls to the wall. Alonso chugging around second. He hits third. Takes a turn for the plate. Cutoff throw goes to second. Nobody's there. Alonso slides in safely at the plate. Vientos at second with an RBI double. The Mets are back in front. It's 2-1, and boy, did Vientos need that.
And that was Keith Radlin, Mets Odyssey Radio. It snapped a 1-1 tie. Mets would go on to beat the Twins by the score of 5-1. Juan Soto, a two-run homer in the seventh, and Pete Alonso moves the batting average to .345. He went 2-for-2, a couple of walks, and RBI single. So I went back and looked where he was at this time last year, because we all agree. I know he had 34 home runs. It wasn't a good season.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, at this time last year, he had 4 home runs and 15 RBIs. So he was driving in runs, but he was batting .240 as opposed to .345. So a big difference.
And I saw some of those advanced metrics that Buster only put out there. I'm not going to bore you with what they were, but it's significantly better than it was last year. I mean, like in every category, like some of the strikeout stuff and how hard he's hitting the ball and all that stuff we kind of make fun of. But it just shows you that this is a different guy so far.
What was the HHR?
You know, 2 points higher.
Here's Juan Soto. Felt like a big hit was coming his way, and he got it.
I mean, I was seeing the pitch as well. I was seeing taking my sweat in my swings on the fastball and taking those change up sliders down below. So I was seeing everything. So that's why I felt good.
Yeah, he sure did. And as for the weather, it sucked. But as Alonso says, you know what? When you win, it's not so bad.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, yeah, a little misty, a little cold, but hey, no excuses.
No excuses. Go out and get it done. And you know who else got it done? Clay Holmes came out, struck out the side in the first inning. He wound up going 5 innings, had 8 strikeouts. He wins his second game. Not an easy 5th inning, but he did battle through.
Had some good innings there before that, and then ran into trouble there. And yeah, I mean, it's definitely frustrating, but you kind of, you know, switch the mode from, you know, allowing the bases to be loaded to, hey, now we got to do some damage control.
I'll tell you one thing. His ball is moving. I mean, it is moving down, you know what I mean? And the guys are chasing it. And then when it does hit the strike zone, it's coming from out of the strike zone back into the strike
zone. Tailing back in.
Yeah, which is exactly what you want and what they probably saw in the pitching lab, Jerry.
In the lab.
Yeah.
Tonight you got Tyler McGill facing Bailey Ober, I guess, on 880 Mets Odyssey Radio at 740. Also of note, Jose Siri, broken leg. So he goes on the injured list. Yes, we saw that in Sacramento. It was not good. The Mets now out to an 11-5 start. As for the Yankees, fair to say the balls were flying out the park last night.
3-2 from Lugo. And Randy Diaz pitch swung on and a fly ball deep right field. Biggio not even bothering to look. Way gone. Home run for Trent Grisham and the Yankees have a 2-1 lead. His fourth home run, RBI number 10.
That was
Dave. Hey now.
No hey now there?
I mean, there's four solo home runs. Did we get a hey now in any of them?
You know what?
Maybe he's getting pressured into not doing the hey now.
I definitely heard one hey now.
The way that was cut off, I didn't edit these. Let's see. This is the Austin Wells home run. Let's see. You know what? Here's a long version.
Here's Austin Wells. Drive down the line. If it stays fair, that could be Gonzo. It is a home run for Austin Wells. Another home run for the Yankees. 4-1 New York.
A lot of the Yankees always talk about how this is all contagious. Ooh. When one guy starts hitting.
All right, well, we'll see next time.
Hey now. May have a controversy on our hands
here.
We
might. You never know. Well, they wound up winning. They had four solo home runs. They won 4-1. Here was Wells on the Fan with Susan, able to touch up Seth Lugo.
Yeah, he makes a lot of good pitches, has a lot of pitches, so try not to get too deep into counts, although I did both first at-bats, so... but just trying to make good swings in the zone.
And then, of course, Jazz Chisholm homered in the fourth to get the scoring going. He loves talking about the weather. Here he says, bombs away with the long ball, and there's a reason for it.
I mean, it was exciting, man. You know, we're just happy to be out here with some good weather and playing baseball and having fun again, you know? It was hard the last couple days playing in the cold, but we're here, we're ready, and we're ready for it to warm up so we can warm up.
That was on Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, that's unprovoked, too. I mean, he's just talking about it.
Yeah, no question. So, Carlos Carrasco, 5 innings. He got the win. You got Max Fried and Michael Wacha tonight on the Fan at 6:25. Also of note, we've got the World Baseball Classic in 2026, and your captain resides on the Yankees. Here's Mark DeRosa.
I watched Mike Trout walk out against Japan holding the flag. I want you to be that guy. So I reached out to Trout yesterday, told him where we were going. He said he's the one. So I couldn't be more fired up for Aaron Judge.
He dropped
the captain for Team USA.
Well, he will be the team captain of Team
USA. Are you getting choked up there?
I don't think so.
Well, not
if you watch it.
A little like Jim Nantz getting choked up in the cabin.
I think that's almost the way he talks. If you watch it, I don't think so.
Yeah, I will say, though, I'm not a big fan of this whole thing. I don't mind it. It's like the Four Nations stuff. It's just that baseball pitchers don't seem to be ready for the World Baseball Classic, but they picked the right guy. 100% picked the right guy.